And I want you to turn with me to Mark's Gospel, and it'll only be a very wee short message this evening. I'm not a long preacher. Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, please. And we'll read from verse 21. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with them, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch his clothes, I shall be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, and turned about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. Now you'll also find that story in Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 22, and Luke chapter 8, verses 43 to 48. The Savior at the start of chapter 5 has arrived at the country of the Gadarenes. Immediately meets the man possessed with demons who dwells at the tombs. No man could tame him. He had been bound by fetters and chains, but he broke the fetters and plucked off the chains. Every day he would be crying and cutting himself a stone, till the day he met the Saviour, who cast out the demons and sent them into the swine. They run down a cliff and into the sea and drown. The man is now changed. He's sitting clothed and in his right mind. The people who own and feed the swine begin to plead with Jesus that he would leave their coasts. The man possessed with the demons wants to be with Jesus, but he tells him to go home and tell his friends the things the Lord has done for him. So he does just that in Decapolis, and the people do marvel. Jesus leaves their coast and comes over the Sea of Galilee to the other side. And as soon as he lands, much people gather unto him. And this is where we began to read this evening. Of course, we read the story of Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue. He comes and he asks the Lord Jesus to come and heal his little daughter who's 12, who's lying at the point of death. And as he's on his way to do just that, we're introduced to this woman with the issue of blood. And that's just what I want to leave with you. Just a few, very few simple thoughts about the woman with the issue of blood. First of all, we see in Mark chapter 5, verse 25, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years. We see her condition. She had this issue of blood, and it was a loathsome condition. It was a terrible disease. It says about it in Leviticus chapter 15, verses 19 to 23. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days, and whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the evening, and everything that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean, and whosoever toucheth her bed shall wash her clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And whosoever toucheth anything that she sat upon shall wash her his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. And if it be on her bed, or on anything wherein she sitteth, when he toucheth it, he shall be unclean until the evening. What a terrible, terrible condition this woman had. She had to separate herself from her people because she was condemned as unclean, unclean. If someone touched her, they would be unclean until the evening. If she lay on something, it became unclean. If she sat on something, it became unclean. If anyone touched her bed or anything she sat upon, They were to wash their clothes and bathe in water and unclean until the evening. What a loathsome condition this poor woman had. But dear sinner friend in the meeting tonight, you have a terrible condition too. Wonder, do you realize your condition before a holy God if you're not saved in the meeting tonight? The Bible says in Isaiah 64, verse 6, but we all are as an unclean thing. And all our righteousness, that's all the things that you think are good, are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, our sins, like the wind, have taken us away. I wonder, do you realize before a holy God tonight that if you're not saved, you're unclean? You're unclean. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 6, for when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Not are you only unclean, but you're ungodly. You're wicked. You're sinful. And in fact, you're totally depraved. Wonder, do you realize that you're unclean and ungodly before a holy God and under the condemnation of God? Your sin separates you from a holy God. Not only your condition, and it was a loathsome disease, but think about the length of her condition. Not 1 or 2 or 3 months, but 12 long years. I wonder, sinner friend, how long have you been in your sin? I didn't get saved till I was 21. Are you 10 years in your sin? Are you 20 years in your sin? Are you 40 years in your sin, or 60, or maybe even 70? And you're in the meeting tonight, and you're still in your sin. Why? Friend, I'm sure that you've heard the gospel week after week, and you know that you need to be saved. You know that you need your sins forgiven if you ever want to go to heaven. Not only your condition, but in Mark chapter 5, verse 26, we see our concern. Says she, and she suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered but rather grew worse. She'd spent all her means. She spent her money. She spent the time. She spent the effort to try and get some relief, to try and get cured of this terrible plague, this terrible disease, as it's called in the other scriptures, or even in the scripture we read this evening. She tried all the different medicines. And Matthew Henry said, and I quote, she had the best advice of physicians that she could get. She had made use of many medicines and methods they prescribed. As long as she had anything to give the physicians, they had kept her in hopes that they could cure her. But now she'd spent all. They gave her up as incurable. So think about the means, think about the medicines, think about the mess she was in. You know what it says about her? She was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. And friend, there's nothing that you and I can do to make ourselves better in the sight of a holy God. No, friend, about 20 years ago, I went to a place called Croagh-Patrick. I'm sure you have heard of it, but I watched people going up in their bare feet in their 60s and 70s, going round statues, thinking that it would get them closer to God. And some people died on the mountain. Some people had to be rescued on the mountain. And there was an old wooden gate of a fence. And you know what they said? That was the gate of heaven. Friends, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. You can't make yourself better. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Our condition. And here's our conviction. Who she heard about. And I think this is lovely. She heard about Jesus. When she heard of Jesus, in verse 27, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Wonder what she heard. Wonder had she heard he healed the leper. Wonder had she heard that he'd made the blind to see. Wonder had she heard that he made the lame to walk, raised the dead. Or maybe she just thought, Jesus, his name means Savior. Maybe he could save me. And friend in the meeting tonight, what have you heard about Jesus? Friend, you have heard time and time again how that he left the heights of glory. He was rich, but for your sakes and mine, he became poor. He came right down to that stable at Bethlehem. He was born of the Virgin. And he grew up in a place called Nazareth, a place that was despised. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? But he left heaven and he came to earth, born as a baby, born without sin. He was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Yet he loved a world of sinners lost and ruined by the fall. And the Bible says he went about doing good, healing the sick and raising the dead. He never had to say, excuse me, I'm sorry. Because he was without sin. But you know, friend, he came to go to Calvary. Friend, can you hear the dull blow of the hammer swung low? They're nailing my Lord to the tree. He's there for you and he's there for me. He's dying in agony and shame, with nails in his hands and feet. He's crying, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? He's being forsaken because of your sin and mine. Every bone in his body is out of joint. But he's dying because he loves you and because he wants to save you. Friend, you've heard all this. You've heard that he was taken down from the cross and they put him in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb. And 3 days later, up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. And he's alive forevermore. And he's able to save you. And able to keep if you'll only come as a sinner to Jesus. You've heard, friend. You're without excuse. You'll not be able to stand before God and say, I never heard. You know, there's people across our world who have never heard of the name of Jesus once. And we have the opportunity week after week and day after day. And what have we done? And we're still in our sin. Here's what you said. If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole. She believed that even if she touched his clothes, she would be made whole. Not that there's anything in the clothes of Christ. What faith she had in the person of Christ. Friend, faith. Forsaking all, I trust him. Very simple. Forsaking All I trust him. What about you and me? Can we not take God at his word? God says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called? Why not? What she did, she put her faith into action. And you know what she did? She went right through the crowd, because the crowd was round him, and she touched the hem of his garment. And immediately, the Bible says immediately, Mark 5 and 29, her cure. Straightway the fountain of her blood, that means immediately. Right away, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she was felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And what a night it was. When we all came, or those of us who have came as a sinner to Jesus. Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Friends, see all those sins. See, if you come to the Savior and put your faith and trust in him and what he's done at Calvary and how that he's risen from the dead, all those sins, you know what'll happen? They'll all be away. You remember the old blackboards that they used to have at school? The teacher used to write the stuff on the board, and then if you didn't get it down quick enough, it was all away. You couldn't find it again. Friend, your sins, as far as the east is from the west, so far have they removed our transgressions from us. Here's our confession. Verse 33. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. You see, friend, the Lord Jesus, he asked the question, who touched me? Do you not think he knew? Of course he knows. He's God. He knows all about us. He knew everything about the woman. He wanted her to confess what was done in her. That's why he said that. It says, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Friend, I wonder, do you realize your condition tonight? Have you confessed that you're a sinner? You're condemned? You're unclean? Have you a concern, sinner friend, that you need to be saved? This woman knew she needed the Lord Jesus. Have you a conviction, friend, that you want to be saved? Friend, you can be saved tonight if you'll only call. And friend, the cure is very simple. What the Lord Jesus Christ and this precious blood that he shed for you at Calvary has done. And finally, friend, there's our comfort. Mark chapter 5, verse 34. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Sinner friend, what a comfort to know tonight that your sins are forgiven, you have peace with God, and you have a home in heaven. I'm going to read this wee hymn. It's in the Sankey book that we would use. It says, she only touched the hem of his garment, as to his side she stole, amid the crowd that gathered around him, and straightway she was whole. Oh, touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shalt be free. His healing power this very hour shall give new life to thee. She came in fear and trembling before him. She knew her Lord had come. She felt that from him virtue had healed her. The mighty deed was done. He turned with daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole, and peace that passeth all understanding with gladness filled her soul. May the Lord bless his word. Amen.